his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
One Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Forward!
Lights have been burning all night in the large ranch house a few miles south of the border. An 18-year-old girl watched the first glow of dawn in the eastern sky. At a slight sound, she turned from the window. Her tear-reddened eyes fell on an aged Mexican woman who motioned from a doorway. Betty Roberts nodded silently. She rose from her chair and entered a bedroom. She dropped to her knees at her mother's bedside.
I have but a few moments. I want you to know about your father and why we've lived in Mexico.
It doesn't matter, Mother.
15 years ago, we left Texas. You never knew the reason.
Mother.
It was Texas justice. Injustice.
Oh.
The law. The law hanged your father.
What? Mother, you mean...
I brought you here. Here where no one would know. Reach under the pillar.
This paper?
An old newspaper. It tells about Jim. His trial. The jury. 12 men who voted to hang him. Oh, my poor Jim.
A few months after a white-haired old lady died in Mexico, a band of terrorists hit Texas.
There they go! Up! Get after them! They're chasing you!
They struck at Greenville, then at Sage's Corners, they looted a store in Brushville, raided a hotel in another community, then returned to Greenville.
Get him! There they go!
He's got everything! Take after him!
Get that leader!
And everything. They've got the tin box and all that was in it.
There, Maggie. There now, honey. At least they left us alive.
Oh, what's the good of being alive with nothing but starvation ahead of us?
Now, Mrs. Crumpler, maybe the law will get them.
No one will get them. It's the same pack that hit other places. The same hooded raiders.
We ain't licked, Maggie. I'll find work of some sort.
Hey,
we'll...
Crumpler. Out of your age, you won't.
The folks in Greenville will see that you're taken care of, Mrs. Crawford. The same as they're helping the Jacksons.
Charity. It'd be better if those outlaws had killed us.
It's a curious thing, Hank. Those critters don't seem to hurt anyone.
You think it don't hurt to lose the savings of a lifetime?
I mean, they don't shoot no one. That is, they ain't done so as yet.
I guess we're about the only ones that are still around. Everyone else has took off after the raiders.
Not quite everyone.
Huh? What the...
He's missed.
One of them's come back.
I'm not one of the gang.
Who are you?
I came to ask a few questions.
You've got plenty of nerve.
You know the name of the first man who was robbed by the hooded raiders?
What's it to you?
Was it Jim Jackson?
Yes, it was. The crooks took everything he had.
What are you looking at?
Just an old newspaper.
A newspaper?
Was John Latham the next victim?
Well, he sure was. They got to him at Sage's Corners. They hit Brushville the next time.
Brushville. Is that where Harry Hawkins lived?
That's right. How come you know so much about him?
The fourth attack was made on a man named Johnson, wasn't it?
No.
It wasn't?
Lem Johnson died 4 years ago. Kit Newman was the fourth. They smashed up his hotel in Grantville.
Five.
No, he was the fourth.
Yes, of course.
The next to be hit was Hank Crawford here.
You?
Yes. But why are you asking these things? What's in that old newspaper?
Crawford, weren't you juror number 6 when Jim Roberts was tried?
Jim Roberts?
Hank, I remember. Must have been 15 years ago.
That's right. That thieving polecat, I helped hang a horse thief.
You're a juror number six?
I reckon so.
What's that got to do with...
Now, hold on. Kit Newman was on that jury. So was Lem Johnson.
How about Jackson and Latham?
Yeah. Come to think of it, so were they. Great day. What's that got to do with...
thanks for the information.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
We'll meet again.
The Lone Ranger didn't slacken his pace until he reached a small woods near town. He made his way through the trees to a little clearing where Tonto was waiting.
Who's there? Did he be caught?
Did you see Crompart, Kemosabe?
Tonto, I was too late.
Too late?
We were right in thinking that Crompart would be the next victim.
Oh.
The gang struck before I reached town.
Did anyone get hurt?
No. The leader of that gang seems to be opposed to physical injury.
Oh.
I talked to Crompart, Tonto.
Him, juror number six, huh?
Yes, Kemosabe. Now, I'm sure these raids are connected with the trial and hanging of Jim Roberts. Juror number seven also lives in Greenville. His name is Selkirk.
And what we do?
I don't know, Tonto. But we're going to do something.
While the Lone Ranger and Tonto discussed their plans, the hooded raiders crossed the Rio Grande and continued south. It was nearly dawn when they reined up at their hideout. The slender leader, wearing black chaps and a white-brimmed hat, dismounted. On a happy foot removed, Betty Roberts' dark hair fell about her shoulders.
Manuel, you take charge of the money.
Si.
Put in the usual place.
We have quite a sum, eh? I never knew it would be so easy to take money. It is like nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Senorita, you are angry with Manuel?
There's nothing funny about robbing old people.
You wanted to punish those who killed your father?
No, I did.
Juan, Miguel, Felipe... all the others who worked on your mother's ranch have turned lawless to help you.
I know it. But when I planned this campaign, I thought it'd be different.
Different?
I thought only of punishing the members of the jury. Guess I forgot that they might have families.
You must not think of those things. You must think of your father, of your mother, of how she suffered because of the unjust treatment.
We shan't abandon our program, Manuel. You and the others will stay with me. We'll go through with our plans.
Oh, si.
When we've finished, I'll send each of our victims a letter. I'll let them know that 15 years has not wiped out the wrong that was done my father.
Muy bien. Who is the next on your list?
Juror number seven is a man named Selkirk.
The following evening, soon after darkness had gathered, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up in the rear of Tom Selkirk's home. They dismounted and left their horses at ground hitch while they proceeded on foot toward the front of the house.
I want to talk to Selkirk as soon as possible, Tonto.
You think raiders hit soon?
They may strike at any time.
That's right.
If we can only persuade Selkirk to work with us, we might be able to recover the stolen money.
That'd make old people plenty happy.
Now, Tonto, just a minute. I'll stop here.
What's come this way?
How many do you hear? Two or three?
Sound like two horse.
Stay back on me. I'll look around the corner of the building. Yes, two is right.
See who come?
Not yet, it's too dark. Whoa. Stopping at Selkirk's hitching post.
You see him. One fellow wear badge.
The sheriff. Tonto, the other man is Hank Crumpet.
Him fellow.
Your voice down there coming toward the door.
Him fellow you see last night?
Yes. Better get back a little.
Better we wait till them fella gone.
Oh, Selkirk.
Well, Sheriff, what are you doing here?
Hank Crawford's got something important to say.
You bet I have. Tom, you remember when we sat on the jury that tried Jim Roberts?
Hear that, Tonto?
Yeah, I remember. You were juror number seven.
I was afraid of that.
What about it, Hank?
Well, we better go inside. It'd be easier to talk.
Oh, sure thing. Step right in.
Tonto, when I talked to Crawford last night, I said too much.
What matter?
I mentioned the connection between the raids and the Roberts jury. He must have remembered that Selkirk was juror number seven.
Well, you see, Selkirk, Hank was juror number six, and he was the sixth one that these raiders called on.
And I'm number seven. You'll be the next one, Tom. As sure as you're born, you'll be next.
Did you follow that gang last night, Sheriff?
We followed them as far as we could, but they got mighty fast horses.
And you said they headed for the border.
Yeah, that's right. They got a hideout south of the border somewhere. I got no authority in Mexico.
I suppose it wouldn't help if I was to leave town for a time.
Oh, that wouldn't help. You've got to be the bait for a trap, Selkirk.
The sheriff's got plans all worked out, Tom.
That gang doesn't wait long between raids.
They'll be back in a day or so.
They've made 6 raids in the past 2 weeks.
That was all right with you, Selkirk. I'll put about 12 men here in your house. When that gang shows up, they'll step into the hottest gunfire they ever saw.
That sounds like a good plan.
Their plan's a humdinger. We'll get those crooks.
That plan is worth a... Hey, hold, stay where you are. You're covered.
He's masked. Well, that's the same one.
Well, don't go for a gun.
I seen him last night. He's the one that came to my house.
Is this one of the gang?
Well, I don't know.
I have no gang.
If you've come to rob me...
By no means. The outlaws will probably come here. If you have men in hiding, you might catch them.
You bet I'll get them.
Yes, but will that help Crumpert?
Huh?
Or any of the others who have been robbed? You don't suppose the raiders will have all the stolen money with them, do you?
I don't care if they do or not.
Well, perhaps you don't. But Crumpert needs the cash he lost. So does Jackson Latham. So do the others.
When I get them, I'll make them tell where the cash is.
Oh, no, you won't, Sheriff. Those hooded raiders aren't cowards.
Oh. How do you know they ain't cowards?
Because they haven't resorted to murder to ensure their escape. Please believe me, I want to help you.
Help?
I want to follow that pack to the hideout and recover the stolen money.
Follow them. We've tried that. They got the fastest horses I've ever seen. Well, they travel like greased lightning.
I'll match my horse against theirs.
Uh-huh.
Selkirk, when and if that gang comes here, give them your cash without argument.
Like fun, I will.
So that's the game, huh? The gang figures there might be a trap. So you've come here to pave the way for them.
Sheriff, you...
Come on, Major.
Sheriff, do you honestly believe that?
You bet I do.
And I can't look for you for help.
I hear him.
Selkirk, stay where you are. You two go to the next room.
I won't budge an inch.
I haven't time to argue the point.
Get up.
Hey.
I'll take your gun.
Let go of me. Hey, grab him.
Now get in there.
No. Now you see.
Give me your hands. In you go.
Oh, you... Sheriff, they're coming in. They'll rob me.
Stay where you are and take what comes. I'll be in the next room with the sheriff and Crawford.
You think that...
I think you're going to keep quiet. In fact, I know you are.
Hey, you knocked the law down.
Can you keep quiet without help?
Well, don't hit me. I'll keep still. Oh, my sakes. The raiders are in the next room. Don't shoot. Don't shoot me. I'm not armed.
Oh, no, senor. We do not wish to shoot you. It is not your life we want. It is your money. We cannot spend your life.
Huh.
Now, the money, quickly. Where is it?
I haven't much money.
Oh, it's all right. We take what you have.
It's all in that tin box right there.
Muy bien. We take it.
Well, it's okay, senor.
Gone. All gone. Every last cent I had in the world. Sheriff! Sheriff, they're gone. Do something. Get after them.
Sheriff, he's out cold.
Oh, they've got everything. Hank, I'm flat. Oh, if that masked man hadn't a...
He's in cahoots with him for sure.
Where is he?
He just went out that window. He's probably riding away with the gang.
Though mounted on some of the fastest horses in the region, the outlaws were unable to outdistance the Lone Ranger on Silver. Betty Roberts rode at Manuel's side, slightly ahead of the rest of the gang. Time to time during the fast ride, she glanced back.
He's still there. Run, Will. He's still coming.
Hey, Laura. I see that white horse.
We must go faster.
Rio is just ahead.
The law can't follow us into Mexico.
The outlaws plunged into the shallow waters of the Rio Grande. Betty once more looked behind her. To her dismay, that rider of the white horse didn't stop at the water's edge. He, too, entered the stream.
Manuel! Manuel, he's coming after us. He didn't stop at the border.
On Mexican soil, the Lone Ranger urged the mighty Silver to even greater speed. Inch by inch, he cut down the distance.
Senorita! Senorita, he's gaining! We must stop him! We must shoot!
No, no! Manuel, there should be no shooting!
If he overtakes us...
Even so, there should be no shooting!
With another outburst of speed, Silver closed in on the rearmost riders of the gang. He charged past them without a sideward glance, past the others, then closed in on the leaders. In another moment, he rode alongside the hooded girl.
Get away! Get away or we'll shoot!
You won't shoot!
Manuel, help!
You're riding with me!
Let me go!
They'll look good on my horse!
Stop it! Let me go, please!
Here we are!
Just... Oh,
Silver!
Oh, boy! It was an hour later when the Lone Ranger finished talking to Betty in the patio of the Roberts home in Mexico.
Well... That's all I have to tell you, Betty.
I know you're telling me the truth.
I'm sorry, the facts...
My father really deserved punishment.
As much as any man.
But how did you know I led those raids?
And I realized that revenge was a motive. I looked up old records and newspapers. I learned that Jim Roberts had a daughter who had been living in Mexico.
Oh, I can't refute the evidence you've shown me.
If you'll give me the chance, I'll give you further evidence.
Of father's guilt?
No. Evidence that Texas is made up of fair-minded people. Evidence of Texas justice.
Here come Manuel and the others.
It took them a long time to find us.
They must have followed my horse to our hideout in the valley. But you better go, they'll get you.
No, nobody. They had their chance to get me, they didn't even draw a gun. I'm not fooled by them. They're not bad men.
You know?
Yes. They're loyal friends who followed you blindly because you asked them to. Will you lead those men to Texas?
To be jailed? Perhaps to hang?
No. To see why I have so much confidence in Texas justice.
Harry, the second in there. Here they are. Capture him.
Wait. Manuel. Felipe. Juan, listen to me. Listen, please. Wait. I want all of you to follow me. I'm going back to Texas.
Otto met the masked man at the border. It was mid-morning when the Lone Ranger and the Hooded Riders approached the town of Greenville. Word of their coming spread like wildfire. The streets quickly filled with armed men under the leadership of the sheriff. Hank Crombart, Tom Southwick, and all the others who'd been robbed were on hand. It was a great clamor for public hanging.
Oh, easy, Silver. Steady, big fella. Easy now. All right, all of you. Listen to me.
Where's our cash? You're all under arrest.
Hold it, Sheriff. You think we came here to be captured?
I don't care why you came. You're here.
You want the stolen cash restored? Listen to me.
That's what I want.
Me too. I'm all set up. Listen.
Now wait. Years ago, Jim Roberts was sentenced to hang. But his wife had faith in him. She thought he'd been unfairly convicted. So she went to Mexico with Jim's daughter. Jim's daughter? Well, Jim's daughter learned about her father when her mother died. She, too, thought that a great injustice had been done by you Texans.
Injustice by us.
We got real justice here.
Where'd you get that note?
She came to make the man who convicted her father pay up. He was dealing out justice, and she saw it. Benny Roberts, take off that hood. Speak for yourself, Betty.
Men, my friends and I came here to return what we'd stolen. My mother left the money, and I've added that to the loot to cover the damage we've done. You see, I thought my father was unfairly tried. Well, I learned from the masked man that I was wrong. There'll be no more raids. I'm sorry for what we've done. That's all.
Well, it's up to you, Sheriff. What do you want to do with these people?
Doggone. I don't know.
Thunderation. The girl made a mistake, that's all.
Yeah.
We can't blame her for that.
It took a heap of nerve to do what she's done.
She'd have been safe if she'd have stayed south of the border.
Yeah.
But her place is in Texas.
Doggone it, them's true words.
Greenville ain't sure.
Ain't. She can come and stay with us for a time.
Huh?
The poor darling. I know what she'd been through.
We've all made a mistake once in a while.
Miss Roberts, what do your men want of you?
Well, they would like to return to their farm.
And you?
I've always hoped that someday I might live in Texas.
All right. By thunder, you're in Texas. Tell your men to go on home and raise their crops. You're staying with us.
Oh, Sheriff.
Hey, you come with me, honey. Come on home with Hank and me.
He was right. The masked man was right. Texas is a great state. Texas is